Caroline Murphy is back with It Says in the Papers.
Surprise AIB rate cut to put pressure on rivals. That's the headline in the Irish Times today, as the paper leads with a piece on what it says was AIB's first reduction in variable and fixed mortgage rates in 3 years. We're told the move will benefit 146,000 mortgage holders, that it partly reverses the bank's decision in April 2013 to increase rates despite a series of ECB cuts, and also that although other banks have declined to say if they'll be following suit, analysts believe the move is likely to trigger a response. That's the aspect of it which is highlighted in the Irish Independent page one piece. More banks will be forced to slash rates after AIB cut is the headline there. But for its lead story, the Independent and indeed the Irish Examiner and the Irish Daily Mail all still go with Irish water. The Independent leads with the bottom line for all of us. Water pressure rises, now €100 off every bill. The story says the government's planning to extend the water charges tax relief to ensure everyone is guaranteed €100 off their bill. And it adds a cap on water charges is also under consideration, but householders with a meter would still be able to pay the metered rate if it was lower. The Examiner story, meanwhile, focuses on what happened yesterday. Rising tide of protests is its headline over a report on both the meeting between Irish Water officials and public representatives, which had to be abandoned in Cork, and also on arrests at meter installation protests. The Irish Daily Mail, meanwhile, looks at the way they say Irish Water is describing its chairperson. Neil Michael says Fianna Fáil TD Barry Cowan wants to know why Rose Hines' time as a director at Bank of Ireland is missing from her Irish Water online CV. Roy Keane's CV, meanwhile, is not going to include a stint on I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, at least according to the Irish Sun. Keane Know of the Jungle is the headline there. The paper says the former Irish soccer star turned down a €500,000 offer to appear on the show. We're told ITV identified him as its all-time dream guest for it, but his response was, I met the jungle people, but I thought, nah, not for me. The Irish Daily Star, however, suggests it might be for him in the future. The story there says Keane refused to rule out appearing on the show. That Ebola hoax at Dublin Airport yesterday makes news this morning. It's the lead in the Irish Daily Mirror. Plane madness is the headline on the piece about the detentions of three people after a cup with Be Careful Ebola was handed to a flight attendant on an Aer Lingus flight from Milan. From the National Museum, meanwhile, news that it may have to close some of its sites or else charge for entry. The Times finds front page space for a report on the funding crisis there, while also on the front of the Times, a piece on the High Court judgment yesterday, which found that a separated father should not have been considered as a single person when being assessed. Separated father's children should be factor in rent allowance is the headline there. On the front of the Examiner, meanwhile, a story about the penalty points abuses probe. The internal Garda investigation is due to be completed in 2 weeks, says Cormac O'Keefe. And also in the Examiner, there's an analysis piece inside on treatments for prostate cancer. Ray Sheeran writes about undergoing surgery in Germany. In the Independent, meanwhile, there's a report on the planning appeals hearing that's taking place about Walford. Most expensive house in Ireland lies derelict, is the headline there. But finally this morning, as a big piece in The Independent highlights the launch of a video competition to focus our young people on heart health, the Mail reports the implications of a study for theirs. We're told figures from a DCU study shows that only 12% of our teenagers are getting the exercise that their hearts and health require. So, is there anything we could or should do about it? Well, actually, the editorial writer in the Mail believes there absolutely is. School, says the writer, is one of the few places where teenagers can be told what to do. And so there is no reason why the government could not immediately commit every school child in the country to a certain minimum period of physical education every day. After all, how much money, asks the writer, does it cost to require a teenager to do sit-ups or run around a schoolyard for a certain length of time? All that's really required, says the piece, is political will.
Caroline Murphy, 13 minutes past 8.